popular tourist destination on the banks of the Nile River in southern Egypt. The woman killed was a 36-year-old South African, and the injured tourists were from Spain, South Africa, and Argentina. Strong winds led to the crash, causing the balloon to veer off course about 45 minutes into the flight. A suicide bomber targeting police forces in Kabul yesterday killed at least 11 people and injured more than 20 others, according to Afghan security forces. The explosion happened near the 9th Police District in the Bani Hasar area of the capital city. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, although it comes about a week after the Islamic State took credit for an attack in the city that killed more than 40 people. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions is facing a barrage of criticism from both parties for ending a policy that gave states the flexibility to allow sales of recreational marijuana. Republicans, primarily from states that have legalized marijuana, joined Democrats in slamming the decision and vowing to take action to pressure Sessions to reverse course. GOP Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado took to the Senate floor.
This is about a decision by the state of Colorado, and we were told that states' rights would be protected, and not just by the Attorney General. We were told that by then-candidate Donald Trump.
Gardner threatened to hold up confirmation of Justice Department nominees. North and South Korea will be holding talks next week for the first time in more than 2 years. John Clemens reports.
Now that Pyongyang has agreed to talk with South Korea, U.S. officials have agreed to hold off the annual joint military exercises with South Korea until after those discussions that will focus on the Winter Olympics. Heather Nauert of the State Department says the fact Pyongyang has accepted the offer to talk with Seoul is a clear indication the pressure campaign on the North is working.
The fact that Kim Jong-un's people were willing to pick up the phone and call the Republic of Korea is a strong indication that our maximum pressure campaign is working.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The joint...
Bama and do it man to man.
800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Here.
AMC 97. You can find us on...
As your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 53, northwesterly winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 28 and north winds around 6 miles per hour becoming calm in the evening. Saturday mostly sunny skies and a high near 49, the winds will be calm. On Saturday night, partly cloudy skies and a low around 26 with calm winds. Sunday, sunny skies again, then a high near 50. Calm winds becoming northwesterly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 28. On Monday, we have mostly sunny skies and a high near 51. And Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 37.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here on the Hunterdon County Radio Chamber Radio, I should say. Hunterdon Chamber Radio every Friday morning between 10 and 11, Hands Across Hunterdon, gives you an idea of what people are doing across our land in terms of giving back, paying it forward. I'm Susan Lax, and I am Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, as well as your host of the show. And it's always a pleasure for me to let you know what's going on across the land, particularly across the nonprofit land. I'm a member of the Give Hunterdon crew. We had a good Giving Tuesday on Tuesday with our nonprofits. We got about 15 nonprofits who participate in that, including Good News Home for Women, Family Promise, Hunterdon Drug Awareness, YMCA, Safe in Hunterdon, of course, Helpline, Meals on Wheels, the Food Pantry. We are just really a wonderful collaboration working together to get the news out as far as what we do and how we do it and what we need from you to keep on trucking, and that's really important. But today we're going to talk about Helpline, because we find out that unless you've called the Helpline, which is available to you 24/7, 365 days of the year, yes, we were here on Thanksgiving, we'll be here on Christmas and every other holiday. What is it exactly that we do, and why? And we've been doing it now, about to go into our 49th year, and we have just gotten grants from the county to continue as Hunterdon County's information and referral service. So we're very proud of that, because that relationship is so key to helping people in our community, as well as collaborating with government and non-government organizations. We can't do this alone. I don't mean to be trite, but it does in fact take a village. And so Hunterdon Helpline has been here for those 49 years, starting out as a teen hotline. And I encourage you to visit our website at helplinehc.org or on Facebook. And you'll get to hear in-depth detail about the programs and services that we do outside of the 24/7 hotline, and really see how we try to fill in the gap so that our clients have access to all the resources in the county. And when those resources have a gap, we try to fill in, whether it's our literacy services, whether it's programs and services for seniors, whether it's work connectivity and so forth. But what do we do? What do we do being available to you 24/7? We answer your call. You know, our tagline for years has been your first call for help. Our 24/7 hotline is called First Assist, so that you know that you can, in fact, call us before you call anybody else, get the information you need to make the right calls. If we don't refer or connect you with a program or service right there and then, who are the people that you should be calling instead of wasting time Googling, making a million phone calls only to be rejected? We know the lay of the land. We've got a 1,500 program and service database that goes throughout Hunterdon County as far as the resources, as well as into area counties, state, federal resources as well. So that first call for help to Helpline means that you'll get the correct information that you need for your challenge and the correct phone numbers, etc. And then you can always follow up with us. It worked, it didn't work, what have you, and we'll go on to the next step. every phone call, we do an intake so that we can see what your challenge is, and if you do call again, what worked, what didn't work, and how we can better help you. We have so many calls a year, more than 15,000 calls come to the helpline, and for a variety of different needs. Probably the one of the biggest is utility assistance, people who are kind of on the edge and they're trying to maintain all those bills, and the utility bill may be the first to go when somebody's robbing Peter to pay Paul, because obviously you want to pay the mortgage, you want to pay the rent, you want to repair the car so you can get to work, so that you get the salary, so you can get back home, pay the bills, etc. But utility assistance is one of the biggest calls that we get, and people are in need for a variety of reasons. They may be unemployed, they may be underemployed, they may be suffering suddenly from a serious illness, and the medical bills are piling up. You know, the list goes on and on. These people are just like everybody else. We get to a point in time where we're jumping hurdles, and it's not the best time of our lives, but we try to get through it, and it's not any indication of who we are as people, but obviously things happen. And so we try to help those people, try to connect them with the best resources for both emergent needs so that we can solve the immediate problem and avoid a shutoff, and also get them connected to one of the many utility assistance budget plans that are provided by a variety of different agencies, including the state, New Jersey Shares, Norwest Cap, in our area, et cetera, et cetera. I will say this, when you're thinking this December of giving it back and paying it forward, we certainly are top heavy with the need for utility assistance if you want to make donations. More and more people are on the waiting list, and more many of the agencies do not have the funds to help with this problem. Tell you one utility oil is probably one of our biggest challenges. So we do have the HIOC committee. It's a collaboration of clergy in the area who try to pool donations for oil and similar assistance. But again, waiting for that coffer to fill up is always a challenge. So utility assistance is a huge call that we get. And because we're 24/7, a lot of our calls come in at different times. So I would say during the day, utility assistance is huge, is really big. Also housing, people are about to perhaps lose their housing because they can't pay their rent. Need to downsize, are evicted, or suddenly are out on the street homeless. And so housing is also one of the largest buckets, if you will, that come in to the helpline. We're going to take a short break, and I hope you will join us to learn some more about 100 and Helpline's 24-hour service, First Assist.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. Here Friday mornings, I'm Susan Lax, host of the show. And we've been talking about Hunterdon Helplines First Assist, your first call for help. Our helpline that runs 24-7, 365 days out of the year. All you have to do is call 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. And I will tell you this, if you don't need the help, you know somebody who does. So please forward these numbers to them. Let them get the help they need. Let them know how to navigate the resources that are out there. There are resources out there, and all they have to do is call us to find out what they are and get on the right track. Again, 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. If you're looking to see a broader and more detailed information about Helpline, please visit us on our website at www.helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc, all one word, .org. And there's a lot of information on Facebook. So if you're Facebooking, booking on over to Hunterdon Helpline. So we've been talking about, obviously, the first assist, the 24-7, and the calls that come in. We talked about utility assistance. The next thing that comes in is housing. And, again, many people are looking for housing. Low-income housing, especially, is difficult to find here in the county. We keep a running list of what's available. Usually the larger apartments, very difficult to access, but there usually is for a single person a one-bedroom or a studio. Or we'll tell you that you need to go to the Department of Human Services and its housing division so that you can see what's available and if you're eligible for some assistance, which is very, very important. You know, again, if you're listening and you say, well, I don't need helpline services, please keep listening because, again, you may know somebody who does and be able to pass on the information. I was sitting at a dinner last night that was offered by an event, and at our table, we started talking about aging and getting older and insurance and, you know, planning for retirement, et cetera. And it is always amazing to me when I'm sitting in a group like that, that suddenly the people that I'm speaking to, they could be from, say, 40 to 70, start talking about their parents and the needs of their parents and because everybody's living older. You know, even the 65-year-old is sitting there talking about their parents, maybe going through Alzheimer's, may need to go into assisted living because they no longer can maintain themselves at home. And Hunter and Helpline, we answer those questions. And even when the person is from, say, Pennsylvania or outside of Hunterdon County, we're able to direct them to the appropriate services that they need wherever they live, because we are fortunate to live in a country that has a federal government that so far supports offices on aging in the counties for county government. And there's many resources that are available. Unfortunately, just like Helpline, somebody says, well, I don't need Helpline. You know, I'm a mid-income or higher-income person, and, you know, that's for people who are low-income or poverty level. No, we're not. It's for any need. And again, if you know someone, a neighbor, or your own relative who is in need for whatever reason, you should start with the Helpline, because we're able to give you that information. I was able to tell this person who lives in Pennsylvania how to access resources in her area, what are the government agencies she should start with, and what are similar nonprofits in the area that provide certain services to seniors, just as Helpline does. We also, at Helpline, publish the Choices for Seniors directory, which is great not just for seniors but for the caregivers, because it is an incredible resource guide. Nonprofits and governments beginning of the book, and for-profits in the second section, and they must have a program, service, or product for elder care. That covers four counties in New Jersey: Mercer, Warren, Somerset, and, of course, Hunterdon. So when I'm talking to somebody in Pennsylvania, they may not have that resource. We've gotten a lot of calls to say, hey, could you publish one, you know, for our county? But Helpline still has that wealth of information. Whether it's published in New Jersey, we still have that information. We know how to navigate the system wherever you are, whatever state you're in. And it's very important for people who are navigating that situation with their parents that really needs something more than they have now. Or how do they stay in the house but still have resources that can come into the house so that person can maintain the lifestyle that they want to maintain. So the Helpline covers all these things. In fact, our senior calls, we probably average about 2,000 calls a year just about senior services and senior needs and how they can find the programs, et cetera, that they need. We also are very, knowledgeable about all the other organizations, particularly Hunterdon County. And that's why I can sit there and tell people who are in Pennsylvania versus New Jersey, because it's our job to know what everybody else is doing so that we can make those referrals and those linkages. Very, very important that we know what, for instance, Meals on Wheels is doing, what their eligibility is, how to connect with a client, because that's what we do. That's where that 1500 program and service database comes in. We're not just going to tell you, you know what, I think there's a program called Meals on Wheels. Why don't you try to Google that and give them a call? We're going to tell you what Meals on Wheels is. We know the people who run the show. We know the executive director. We can transfer the call. We can find out more information than we already have. But we know if it's appropriate for you. Again, we're trying to avoid that wild goose chase for information. So we're sort of this umbrella, if you will, in the county that knows the lay of the land, that understands what programs and services, resources are out there from the government agencies to the nonprofit organizations and even the for-profit organizations. we also, and this is in choices as well, for instance, for talking about seniors, the for-profits, you know, we have a variety of for-profit home health care agencies that advertise in choices for seniors. And we're able to give that information. We don't give a recommendation. That's up to the person. But again, instead of sitting in front of the computer and trying to Google, which will give you maybe one answer or two, we can give you that robust information. And in addition to the for-profits, give you what resources are free. For instance, all of Helpline's services are free to the client. That means our friendly visitor program, where someone goes into a senior's home and visits for a social chat every week, very important for both your mental and physical health, that's free. Our telephone reassurance program for folks that want to stay at home, we call them once, several times a day to make sure they're okay, make sure they took their meds, took their food, etc. So, again, it's much more of a robust conversation as to what the needs are, drilling it down, determining what programs, services, or products, you know, could be hand bars in the bathroom, etc., would be appropriate. And we save time that way. It's pretty amazing when you sit on the phones, and I sit on the phones as well, to hear the calls come in, to hear somebody who's very anxious about whatever their need is. Again, if it's utility assistance, it's housing, it's the senior parent or their neighbor. They start calming down because they know that the information is there, the resources are there, and somebody's going to help them navigate all of that. It makes a huge difference, and it makes a huge difference for us and our community resource specialists who not only are trained to answer those phones, but have an incredible knowledge just at their fingertips, just innately by being a community resource specialist and doing this every day, or having that database right there in front of them to be able to navigate that. When I left that dinner last night, it was great. That person thanked me profusely. Her dad, suffering from Alzheimer's, was in assisted living, was extremely unhappy, so her mom brought him home, and the mother and the aunt are trying to take care of him totally on their own. And they have no idea that they might get some assistance. Even a home health care person from public nursing who could come in even just once a week to give them respite from the situation. So, like I said, I was able to help them even though they're in another state. That's a feather in the cap of Helpline. I mean, we get it. We know it. We own it. I'm very proud of my staff. We don't leave any stone unturned. We collaborate with the other organizations. Yesterday, we were, actually the last 2 days, we've been working with Fisherman's Mark about a particular client and making sure that that client was getting the wraparound services that she needs. We're still working on it today, but that collaboration is huge. It's a client of Fisherman's Mark, but Fisherman's Mark recognizes that Helpline has these resources. And in actuality, right before I got on the air, Legal Services just called to offer their assistance for this particular client. So it's amazing how we interconnect and the success that we can have by working together. We'll be right back after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn will reportedly plead guilty to a charge of making false statements in the Russia investigation. The charge is being filed by the special counsel Robert Mueller. He's expected to make his plea shortly. Flynn was fired in February.
President Trump tweeting that the verdict that was returned in a closely watched murder trial in California is disgraceful.
The illegal immigrant found not guilty in the death of a San Francisco woman now faces deportation. Jose Garcia Zarate was cleared of murder charges in the shooting death of Kate Stiley. ICE says that prior to Stiley's death, Zarate had already been deported 5 times, and local officials let him go while he was awaiting another deportation due to the city's so-called sanctuary law.
That's Lisa Carter reporting. President Trump also tweeting after the case, "Build the wall." This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time. Ready? 800-772-7610.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 53. Northwesterly winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 28. North winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. And Saturday mostly sunny skies with a high near 49. Calm winds will be throughout the day. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low around 26, and those calm winds will continue. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 50, calm winds becoming northwesterly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, mostly clear skies, a low around 28, and start your work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 51, with the evening having mostly cloudy skies and a low around 37 as a precursor to a chance of showers on Tuesday. You're back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and the host of this show. We've been talking about Hunterdon Helpline's 24-hour, 365-day of the year helpline, hotline, emergency service, call it what you will. We are there for you round the clock, every day, every week, every month, and every second. So we were talking about housing, utility assistance, all of those calls that come in. We were talking about the calls we get from seniors. We've been talking about Helpline's ability to navigate all the other resources and connect and link and work with, through that collaboration, the other organizations, be it government or non-government agencies. And again, we are very proud for 49 years to be serving Hunterdon County and being the first call for help in the county. Some of the things that we do as you call in, first of all, our community resource specialists are trained to talk to you person to person, figure out what the problem is. You may be calling for one thing, but maybe there's a deeper reason for that challenge. We also, by the way, have a licensed clinical social worker on staff so that if you do need some counseling, and this is, again, free, all our services are free, our LCSW can be on standby just to get you through this crisis or the challenge mentally. And that's really important because whether you're facing paying your bills, whether you're facing being evicted, whether you're facing problems with taking care of your parents who want to stay in their home but clearly need more assistance, and you're just not up to the task trying to balance your family, your job, and your parents at the same time. Again, our licensed clinical social workers are there to just help you talk about it, get through it. The last thing that a caregiver needs is to get sick themselves. So we really do a very robust intake so that we understand not just the emergent need, that immediate need, but what are underlying needs. How can we do a holistic solution to what you're facing instead of just saying, hey, why don't you call this number, this agency can probably help you pay your bill and say, have a nice day. We don't do that. And I think it's important, I said this before, that for those of you who are listening and may not need our services yourself at this moment in time, you probably know someone who does. So it's important for you to know that not only give the phone number, but you can call us as well and say, and this happens all the time, I have a friend, I have a neighbor, I have a sister whose boyfriend is in need. We get calls like this all the time because the concerned person wants to help their friend, their relative, their neighbor, etc., their co-worker, with whatever challenge that those people are facing, but the caller doesn't know. What am I supposed to tell them? I don't want to make it worse. I don't want to give them incorrect information. I don't want to send them on that wild goose chase looking for an answer that might be inappropriate. So, again, even if it's not you directly who is facing the challenge, know that you can call Helpline. You can find out what the resources are. You can feel empowered to help the person who is in need and also direct them, obviously, to Helpline because, of course, if we can work with them directly, it best serves them. But there's nothing to stop anyone from calling the Helpline, trying to get the information that they need, and or the, just the assurance that there are resources out there. So if they direct their friend to Helpline, that their friend's not going to walk away saying, oh, forget it. You know, that was useless. Now, people do have to step up to the plate. People do have to take responsibility. We can't just say, here's your game plan, and then have that person say, well, maybe I'll call this one, or maybe I'll call that one, or I'm busy today, or, you know, maybe my relatives will come through and write me a check and so forth. You know, we have to take responsibility. We have to, you know, get that game plan in our heads and follow through on it. And so, well, we try to encourage people to follow the game plan, so to speak, to make the calls, to be proactive. Obviously, we can't force anyone, but we certainly hope that we make a good enough case to let them know that there is help out there. Maybe not the help that they were hoping for, but at least a step forward, a step in the right direction. Because, again, we can go back to what I always call the F word, funding. Some of the organizations may have helped X amount of people and run out of funds, and they're just waiting for the next go-round. They're waiting for their coffers to fill so that they can help again. That's a fact of life, unfortunately. Very sad when we are trying to help somebody and cannot do it because the funding has withered or is no longer existent. One of the things Helpline does try to do is, while we're collaborating with these other organizations, is to know that, is to figure it out before we get that call that a certain agency is waiting on funds. So when we get the call, we don't say, oh, call them up. They have a program. If we know that their funding is zero at the moment, why would we give that information? We may give it as an extra, as an aside, as a down the road, this is a good number to have in case their funding is restored. But we, again, want to avoid that wild goose chase as much as possible. We answer the phones, and 9 out of 10 times, it's usually on the first or second ring. We try not to put people on hold because, again, mentally, when you're in the throes of that challenge, you need somebody to talk to. You're already frustrated. You're already anxious. You're already just feeling depleted, depressed, and we want to make sure that we're there for you and quickly. So that makes a big difference. That definitely makes a big difference. We ask that people follow through with us. Many people do. We follow through with them. We'll call and say, hey, how's it going? You know, was it helpful, etc.? But we do encourage people to call back because, again, it's not just that one phone call. It's that game plan. Are you on a trajectory towards success? And that's what we're hoping for all the time. Can we get you to the place you need to be? So, very important that, again, Helpline not only knows what the other organizations are doing, but what their funding status is, how they interconnect. I said before the break that we had a individual that we were working with and still are working with Fisherman's Mark, and now we brought legal services in. We're working with social services in one of the towns and really trying to put together a robust plan for this person. And like I said, right before I got on the air, legal services called and said they, you know, were interested in what our dilemma was and are going to see if there's anything that they can do to help as well. That's collaboration. That's what social services and social workers always call wraparound services. I like to call it something different. I like to call it enveloping a person with solutions. And the reason I like that, because I just feel like we're just hugging them totally with opportunity to not just sustain themselves, but to be successful. And that's what it's all about for any of us at any given time. There's not a person in this world who hasn't experienced a low in their life for whatever reason. The most successful people in the world have obviously experienced that. So there's nothing wrong with calling for help, ever. Nothing wrong. We're going to take a commercial break. Again, the phone number for Helpline is 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show, and also the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline that hosts the show every Friday morning. Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. We've been talking about Helpline and our hotline that's open 24/7, 365 days of the year, encouraging people, whether you need it personally or not, to call us if you know a friend, a family member, a work colleague, a neighbor is in need of assistance and you're not quite sure what to do. 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. You can visit us on the web at helplinehc or one word .org. We also have a community translation center, so if you have someone whose first language is other than English, hey, we've got translators, not just in Spanish, but Polish, Russian, German, French, Japanese, Chinese, Egyptian, Swahili, the list goes on. Call Helpline for basic human needs, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, compassionate listening. And if you're trying to get through to the link, we have a direct radio line, and we'll be able to help you out there as well 24/7, 365 days. I want to end this program this Friday talking about the emergency shelter that we provide through Hunterdon County and Somerset County Social Services. After hours, those calls come to the helpline, and we are able to help people get shelter if they're eligible for it, and give them other services if they're in need when social services doors are closed. That could be after 4:30 in Hunterdon County, after 6 in Somerset County, or on the weekends or a holiday. We always put out to all our organizations that when they close for a holiday, we're still trucking away. So They should put on their answering machine helplines phone numbers so that anyone calling during those times will be able to access help. Now, granted, I have to be real here, that many of the organizations we might refer them to, say, on Thanksgiving, and we get calls all day long on Thanksgiving and Christmas and every other holiday, they may not be open, so they may not be able to access them immediately. But at least they've started the process. They've put together the resources that they need with the help of Helpline. And so come the next business day, they would be able to call and hopefully find some remedies to their challenges. So that's really very important. With sheltering in Hunterdon and Somerset, we actually sheltered very differently, providing service to both those counties. We used to provide shelter for people who are not eligible for anything unless there's what's called a code blue. And that means that the temperatures are such that even a person who was not eligible for services would still get sheltered. And the temperature that kind of kicked code blue into place was 32 in Hunterdon and 40 in Somerset. Well, if you've been listening to the news or were listening to the news back in May, you would know that the state decided that there should be a uniform address to this issue for code blue. That some counties were as low as, I heard, 15 degrees before they would shelter one of their chronic homeless people. Other counties, like I said, like Somerset, were at the opposite end of the spectrum. So legislators got together to write a bill. It was passed in the Senate. It was passed in the House. There was lots of compromises before that. And Governor Christie signed into effect this bill in May. And what it does is say that every county has to provide code blue service, if you will, when the temperatures go to 25 degrees. It could go to 32 degrees if there's significant precipitation and if the wind chill is 0 degrees. So now all the counties are using that legislation to address when the inclement weather comes during the wintertime for their chronically homeless population. It's going to make a difference, obviously. You know, there's a big difference at 25 than there is at 32. And so Helpline has to figure out, well, what do we do? What do we do when it's cold? Is there any other resource out there for somebody? And unfortunately, there aren't too many. And so that, again, is one of the things that our community resource specialists have to try to navigate. And sometimes we have to say, you know what? Nobody's stepping up. Nobody's going to fill in the gap here. Again, we bring up the word funding. That certainly comes into play. But in any case, I just bring that up so you understand that what we normally do, though, when somebody calls, again, not only do we shelter them when we can, but we also encourage them to go to the other services, to go to the other agencies that have different programs, and at all times that they should be accessing their local Department of Social Services, because they may be eligible for assistance until such time as they do get back on their feet, until such time as they get better employment. So it's really very important not just to send somebody for the emergency shelter, but to also say, hey, you know, Helpline's going to give you some solutions long term, some answers, hopefully, to the problem so it doesn't happen again. And you are on that trajectory towards sustainability and hopefully success. You know, that's what we want to do. When somebody calls, I've been saying it over and over again, It's not just in the moment. It's not just, this is a hotline, here's your phone number, good luck to you. It's more than that. We follow through with our clients. We'd like our clients to follow through with us. It's not mandatory. Again, we don't force people to do anything. It's totally confidential when somebody calls in. But we really try to dig deep, drill it down, and make sure that we are answering the challenge, not just what that person thinks at that moment is a challenge or not what they're most anxious about. An example, I'll bring up utility assistance again. If they call for utility assistance, well, they can't pay their bill, obviously. They're going to experience a shutoff. So is the immediate need paying that bill? Obviously. But what is a long-term need? Obviously, the person cannot pay that bill. They're either unemployed or underemployed. Can we help them find employment so that they can, in fact, go forward paying their bills each and every month? That's what we try to do. What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen next month when they get that bill? So I encourage everybody listening, again, you may not have the challenge directly facing you, but a loved one, a friend, a colleague may be. Pass our information on. 100 Helplines, your first call for help, 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. Give us a call. We could make a difference together.
The news is sponsored Thank you so by much the Hunterdon for tuning Medical in. Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The acrimony surrounding former White House advisor Steve Bannon's very public break with President Donald Trump escalated last night, suggesting a permanent split between the two. White House officials described the president as furious at Bannon's criticism laid out in an explosive new book that quoted the former aide as questioning Trump's competence and describing a June 2016 meeting at Trump Tower between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer as treasonous and unpatriotic. Yesterday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders defended the president.
The president absolutely believes in the First Amendment and making sure that information is accurate before pushing it out as fact when it certainly and clearly is not.
Last night on Twitter, Trump said the book was full of lies, misrepresentations, and sources that don't exist. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
East Coast residents are bracing for a deep freeze a day after a massive winter storm slammed the region with heavy snow, hurricane-force winds, and coastal flooding. Yesterday, it was wreaking havoc as blizzard warnings and states of emergency went into effect along the eastern seaboard. Wind gusts hit more than 70 miles per hour in some places. In New England, the powerful winds brought coastal flooding that reached historic levels in some communities. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a record high on Thursday, closing a